the seam. 4:16 in the afternoon in the summer of my 52nd year, I'm lying on the bed in the heat, wondering about geometry, and the deafening, uninterrupted volume of desire bellows, roars mournfully, laments like a starling that has flown into glass. These are two things I want to remember permanently. The dog straining diagonally after the hare at dusk last night, and the glittering disco sky. I am no longer afraid of being misunderstood when I state the old men's febrile gadgetry. I don't buy it. What suits me better is to stargaze or to lie in stylish baths. Now, it's time to return to the sex of my thinking. How long do I get? A fly moves across the pages of an open book. The pages are quivering. I want stimulants, relaxants, hallucinogens. I'm not good at order. The men who tremble a little bit while speaking about passivity, they're all right. I could compare them to a song. You should live twice in time, were I contingent upon your heart, your spleen, or embody the spate, then collapse of love, the living creature. To add gravitas, I am alone, transcribing. If you can never be mine, I'll get some Swinburne. There is the sense of women as impairments, ability. That's how it falls, perilous, unoptional. It was difficult to sing. Using Ovid, maybe, you'd lay your tongue across my art, loved face. The poem is a hormone. I have no idea what song means that polishes the heart. We press out these voices from the inmost parts to be able to start. Sometimes desire awakens the ears of a whole crowd with copious particularity, with the urgent motions of membranes, with the mystic dialectic of toxins and hormones. More hormones, less toxins. Less hormones, more toxins. Movement between toxins and hormones, and sometimes their confusion, for hormones can act as toxins, and toxins also can act as hormones, so that the fear of death falls away for a minute. Venus breaks adieu at the borders of everything. Right now, when I think of her, I have no problem with the feminine pronoun. I'm stupid against its animate insult, me with my scaly feet, my rubbed thorax, my vibrating wings, my periodic radiation, my repetitive chant and cunt. A fly moves across the pages of an open book. The wind rifles the pages slightly. I think of girls saying I in novels, people saying we in plazas and restaurants, students and cops. People's mouths are brutal, portable things. The pronoun is gratuitous expenditure as necessity. I was a sucker in stairwells, a daughter in blouses. I was the only human to ever feel desire for the fly moving across the open book, for the shimmer of gnats above a frugal terrace. I'm stupid against flowers, quotas. I'm stupid against tables. All my cells bust. I got a little shipwreck, a frugal little ship shipwrecked on a decorated terrace. It's hard not to read this as testimony. I was a sucker in blouses. I was the only human to ever say we. I sat at frugal tables and I undertook the ceremony of brutality or pronouns. I knelt, I bust a testimony. I was a shimmer of gnats at noon. I was living in a hut as a form of protest and it didn't matter. I lied and I held it together and the light was for my body and the fly was a shipwreck. To thee I went, but I didn't. I shelter my lesion. Some are masters of desire, all deferral and expletives, using the word triumphant while they lounge in their marriages. To choose, to think, to mean, to gather, to eagerly pursue the shimmer that can't cohere above the table, to occupy the silent terrace as the flowers just pour upwards, to be organized towards sugar, why not? But then we would become enemies. Innovation is not a quality. I want you to really mean it. The truth is, everything that isn't poetry bores me. And within the problem of lamentations, my perennial resistance sensation. I'm telling you things you already know to keep myself intact. There is no everyday life. That was a bribe from the masters. I have taken down the curtains so I can watch the foliage move. To be accurate, to be objective. My idea of myself relates to landscape's unimagined achievement. An event I never sought will shift through the frail silence as I sit in a chair, not moving. We have loved nothing brutally. The DNA of loss moves through leaves. Some hidden oxidant of vibration played on a disintegrating cassette tape to the tune of You Are the Tenderness of Strangers Half Sleeping on a Train. Gods still move by river. The flat warehouses are country-like. And I wonder about silt and trees and chemicals as boats are loaded. What if the body does not signify? Its wee lost cluster starts to fade, the skin opening to the moisture of the season, its immunities, the landscape. Here, by landscape, I mean political economy. Immunities, the political economy. To have a bath, to write in bed in a hotel, so obvious and so easy. An entire day till the light starts to fade, to arrive at the long duration of an instability. How to walk with this till the end? Speak its tongue like a guest at the discontinuous table. My hands shake. This fundamental torsion, so thoroughly unskirtable. There will never again be sex in 1983, and I don't mind, really. Must I fear formlessness? If it weren't for this, I'd be free, as body organs cast in metals, divinatory objects. To decorate time, I like to spit from moving trains. So much can be passed over in avoidance of the rupture. The driver of the team of six horses plowing was a woman, cotton sleeves rolled to the elbow, hands to straining harness, skinny, capable. My kinship with this woman, her six huge horses and the surge of their vitality running through leather into my body. We who have no memories at all, mount the pulsing tree in evening. Every desire emits a throw of dice. I start a school called How Can I Live? In my school called How Can I Live? In my theory of appearing, I lay out my costume. We don't belong to culture. We're sunsets. We simplify our thoughts until they resemble stripes. Stop hiding from life, we say to ourselves. Our skin itches. I beg you, show me something unknowable. I don't believe in this possibility of knowing. How will you start? The flipped over buses, the strange stuff suspended in the air. While they copulate, they turn their heads towards the east. Tell me now about shame and isolation, the shame that has not even a vocabulary. It distracts us from our purpose. The great health is unknown, gratuitous expenditure towards the material ideal. It is not a metaphor. From now on, everything will be called the middle. Everything will be called the seam. Everything will be called toxins. Everything will be called the great health. Everything will be a hormone.